Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All right, where did this one come from, Brandon?
It's just from the random pile. It's the Balkans Paradise Orchestra. It's a bunch of girls. They got some viral videos on the internet. They'll like be walking around the streets in like some city in some foreign country, just blaring these horn tunes, and they're awesome. Like they really get into it. It's cool videos.
It sounds like they work like heck to get those trombones tuned up, you know. Oh, well, welcome back to Bear Facts and
Baghdad.
Yeah, Baghdad. There you go. Yeah, that's a dandy mode.
Yeah.
So, 763-450-0100 gets you right into Bear Facts and Fishtails. And we've got our good buddy, Mr. Hansen, on.
That's right, Larry, you're on.
How you doing, bud?
Hello.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing great, guys.
Yeah, boy. Merry or Happy New Year, and the family's all straightened out, and everybody had a good time?
That's right. Yes, they did, and we did. Yep.
Good. Good. Ice fishing was okay, or is it moving along in the right direction?
It's moving in the right direction, Mark. But I had another pike trip on Thursday, and then yesterday I was on Minnewaska.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and what was nice about out there, just like here, we don't have slush. They don't have slush.
Nice.
Yeah. That's all I heard at first.
Minnewaska is a really cool lake. If people have not had the opportunity to fish it, whether it's winter or summer, put it on your list of lakes to go and hit. It's an interesting lake. You know, bottom content and, you know, vegetation and flats and humps. And there's a lot of stuff to fish out there.
And road and the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is they normally have massive amounts of fish houses out there.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's out on the roadbed.
Okay.
It's all kind of close to the DNR axis.
Yeah.
Just out in front of there, they call that the wall, and that's where I fished yesterday.
Okay.
So in 12, 13 feet of water, had 13 inches of ice.
Okay.
Sunnies. Never caught a crappie, never caught a pike or a walleye. Just but it was still, it's fishing. So it's
good.
Right?
Did you get a good variety of colors in the sunnies?
Yeah.
You know, that's half the fun when you pull up a pumpkin seed and then you got a classic gill with a little rose color to it. You know, they're beautiful fish.
Yeah, and decent size, 3 to a pound, half pound.
Nice.
Know. Yeah. So.
How much snow is on the lake out there?
No, Larry, 5 inches or so. Not much. Yeah.
That's good. No. Yeah.
And then
so
today the wind was strong.
That means all the Alexander area lakes should be okay.
Yeah. I heard Osakis has a slush issue, but I don't know what else, you know, but I was told I was going to be maybe in slush, and that never happened. So
okay.
Mm-hmm. Reno was on the list but couldn't get there. But
okay. So. And the interesting part about Minnewashka, it's down in a hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so cool. Very seldom do we get the opportunity to look down to a body of water we're going to go down to fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're typically level.
Right. And it's a pretty drop from when you come in off of 28 and come down across 55 and you start heading down that hill. It like you just said, it's down in a hole. Mm-hmm. It's on that glacial ridge trail, you know?
Yep.
So
there's some neat stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you stay in Alexandria or do you drive out and drive back?
Nope. Sue's sister lives just on Golf Course Road. It overlooks the lake.
Oh, nice.
Just behind, kind of behind the DNR axis there up on the hill.
Okay.
Yep. So that's where we stay.
Nice.
There's
a lot of catching consumers out there, aren't there?
There sure are. Like 99% of them.
So. I mean, these people love the ice fish, and they love to eat them. You know what I mean? It just cracks me up. It's fun. It puts things in perspective. But it's a great fishing lake. Just, you know, the pike are good. Have you set up much for walleye out there?
Not ice, Mark.
Yep.
Many times. Yep.
Okay.
And it's a great walleye lake.
Yep.
It's a great walleye lake. Reno's a great walleye lake.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's a great bass lake, and then it has crappies and sunnies and, you know.
Yeah, I know Bolig and I were at the very first trap attack that took place on the main road that leaves from Minnewashka heading back to Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a series of small lakes back in there, and that's where they had it. And
Lake Mary.
There you go. Thanks, Blair. Lake Mary. Yep, there's a lot of good lakes.
If you haven't been in the Alexandria area, as an example, and you know, on a vacation, every one of those lakes is a very good all-around lake. Almost every one. But you can, you know, if you want a bass lake, you don't want as many walleyes. But most of those lakes have a lot of bass and walleyes in them. So, you can catch both.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, just look at the Carlos, or the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hamadou chain. You guys fished many tournaments on
many times,
But look at the variety of water.
Yep.
And then you hit Carlos, it goes what? It hits 100 feet, doesn't it?
Yes, it gets deep, extremely deep.
If you got, 10 square miles of water, you got 150,000 places to drop a line because there's so many drop-offs, so many twists and turns on most of those lakes. So you can't really fish the same spot twice. You won't get bored, let's just say, if you go up there and fish.
Yeah.
And then Deltona has become a world-class musky lake.
It quietly has.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good lake, yeah.
And that...
And
we had a mutual friend that used to, pan fish up there successfully for many, many years. Probably still does, but I haven't talked to him or seen him for a long time, but... He used to sneak around those areas. But, the Brainerd Lakes areas gets hit hard. And, the Alexandria area obviously gets hard. But it's one that, there is, as Larry described, there's so many corners and twists and turns. And the lakes are phenomenal. They're a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, there's hundreds of fishing lakes within a 50-mile radius of town. Hundreds.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both Brainerd and Alexander. I mean, we are blessed with a lot of variety.
And I think sometimes going up to those areas, I remember the last time I was on Minnewashka a couple of years ago, and it's like, man, if you could just tow two boats behind you, where you had a John boat, with the 25 or a 40 horse to get on some of those smaller lakes. There's got to be a way, and they've got to have fish in them as well. So it's kind of a cool area.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Sauk River, when you're going on 94 from Sauk Center heading east, that's wide open. It crisscrosses. That's wide open. Just kind of funny to see.
Yeah.
That here we are January 5th, 6th today, whatever it is.
Yeah, and it's open.
Yep, it's open.
Wow.
So.
Well, what are the plans for the rest of the week, Mr. Hansen?
We got a couple more trips. And then we got the people from Australia, England, and Ireland coming on Sunday. So
all at once?
Yeah, Larry. Yeah, they come every year. So.
And they all, you got three, Ireland and England. They don't really get along too good. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And
they work together, so they have to. So
I can't wait to hear what goes on that one.
I got to believe you roll a pint between two of them and they'll be just fine.
I would swear to God I'd come out there and visit you.
Okay. First off, they all smoke.
Yep.
Well, of course.
Even the gal, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
No, there's nothing. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Here's the funnier part. They bring a little flat of a fireball. So if they catch a fish, you have to shoot that fireball.
You have to be
Not me, but them.
You have to be a man who can hold his pints.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. They
that's
have a
good.
Blast.
Oh, I bet they do. I bet they do. You know, you get a bunch of people, you know, just like getting good, any kind of friends together. You get some people that come from different countries, and the jargon, if they can keep it in English, the stories must be hilarious. And yeah. pick in how they pick on each other. That's what you live for, right?
That's right.
I have found out since in the last few years, I have one hell of a time understanding people with English accents. It's because I'm losing some of my hearing. So I'd probably have to say, huh? What'd you say a lot? But
oh,
I would enjoy that.
I'm sure.
Especially the Irish brogue.
So.
That's difficult for me to understand, though. Yeah. Anyway,
you know, along that line, there's a great show on the channel AXS that Brian Johnson, the lead singer from AC/DC, and he hosts this show where he's talking with a lot of rockers from all over the place, and it goes back to the 70s. And listening to him talk, as you were saying, Bolig, I have to read lips, and then it's like, what am I reading lips for? Because that doesn't even work. But hearing him talking to other rockers from, you know, other parts of England and Ireland, and also, you know, it's just fascinating. You know, it is. It's their dialect is cool.
And for me, it's fun. It's just something they did a few years ago. I don't know. This might be my fifth year, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they keep coming, so it's we've done our job. You know
well,
I mean?
They're having fun. You struck a nerve with them, you know, and you know they're going back telling their buddies what they were doing, and probably so many of them were in disbelief and saying, "Well, explain that again. What do you mean?" You know. So that's good. Oh, good.
The ones from Australia never gets colder than 65 degrees where they live.
Ooh.
Okay.
Well, the weather looks like it's going to be in the teens and the 20s, so it's still good, you know? And if we get some days, I mean, all of us realize that, even those listeners as well, that you can have five below or zero or whatever. As long as the sun's out and there's no wind, it can be a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Absolutely. So it's good. It's all good. Anything else going on?
Now you brought up the sports show, and it just, you know, it's a shock. Here we are.
Yeah.
2020.
We turned the corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to be de-winterizing our vessel soon.
Mine's still in the garage here.
That's right. That's right. Doggone you, Hansen. You can go and sit in your craft.
I can. I pat it every time I walk by it.
Or as Jimmy Linder says, you can go out in your vehicle.
Yeah.
It's like, James, it's a boat or a vessel. Well, it's still a vehicle.
I was in my boat yesterday.
Ah.
Charging the battery.
Yep.
Or checking the battery.
There you go. First of the month.
Oh, here's a tip, though, everybody.
Yep.
I pulled it out of the garage before Christmas, all right?
Okay.
I couldn't back up, all right? It's the plug. So it's a 7-wire plug. I have to put a new plug on because the wires have wore away.
Yes.
So what I'm happy is right now that I can just go do it in my garage.
Yes.
Not an issue. But if I were to grab it and drove down the road and then decided to back up somewhere.
Yep.
You know, then you've got to figure out how to do that because I've never had to do that.
Don't you have that little key that you can insert?
Yep, Larry, but I've never done it. So I've never had an issue.
Well, you might not even have that on yours. I don't even know if I have it on my new boat, but I know I had to use it a few years ago with that electric brake system that they put on these things.
He probably has it on his actuator.
Yeah.
Should be there. I've got a couple extra. Next time you see me, Hansen.
Okay.
I'll slip you one.
That is a big pain in the bazooka. I could never back up my driveway.
Yeah.
Because my driveway was on a little bit of a hill.
Oh, that's a drag.
That just irritated me every time I'd go through that. Just
Oh, how many times I looked at houses over the years and went, nope, the driveway doesn't work.
Yes.
What?
Exactly right.
Right?
Nope. When I bought the house up here, I kept telling them, don't take me to a house that doesn't have a garage. And second of all, make sure I can back my boat up.
Yep.
Didn't help. He kept going me to places that didn't have garages, but...
Yep. Oh, well. Well, Mr. Yep. Hansen, throw your numbers out, buddy.
612-810-5096. Again, 612-810-5096.
All right, pal.
Okay, guys.
Be safe.
Yep. Have a great week.
You
Good luck, Larry, tomorrow.
You...
Good night.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Go ahead.
No, I... Did he say have a good time tomorrow? Was he talking to me?
Yep.
Yeah, and the nice guy grumbled, I'm going fishing.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you have a bad time? You're not, you know?
No.
So do you have everything retied, relined? Are you prepared, hook sharp?
The only thing I have to take out in the morning is my minnows. And
okay.
I actually had to put a reminder at the bottom of my stairs to go in my little closet. My cool closet, my storm cellar, and pull the minnows out.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'd have to buy more.
Well, surprise, yeah.
Not a good deal. Help.
Okay. All right, Brandon, you say that we have another guest.
Yeah, I got Bob from Zimmerman on the line. He's got a question about the slot limit and a cage rule question. Bob, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for calling, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, absolutely we can.
Great. On black. If I catch my legal one fish, am I done? Or can I continue to fish?
Theoretically.
Well, in other words, if you keep it, are you done?
Yeah, if I keep it. If I put it in my house.
No, you're not. No, you're not done. You can keep fishing as long as you release them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because it's a catch and release anyway, so... You're all right there, pal. Hope you can catch some eater perch to take home.
And then, do kids count? Is that true, too, if I've got children, grandkids with
you? You cannot use your kids on your license.
Okay.
Listen, I know that for a fact because for years I did. Like, as far as I know, you know what? Hold on, I might be wrong on that one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think I was thinking about a husband and wife combination license.
If you have a combo, I believe you can. Yes.
Well, no, it's one way or the other. Okay, we can't. Yeah, I know. You better check with someone official, because I don't want Bob Radio to be sued.
No, we wouldn't want that. Just today, I bought a cage drill, 8-inch.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the little device called a slush inhaler? It's an aluminum sleeve you use to de-slush your hole when you drill a hole.
No, I don't have that. A cage drill.
Well, I think my slush inhaler is too big. I think the cage drill, I measured it when I got it home, it's not a true 8 inches, I think.
Oh, geez, I can't help you. I didn't even know. Does this come with the K-drill?
No. It's an aluminum sleeve. It was a good invention somebody came up with.
Oh.
You stick it down a hole and pull your slush out.
Oh.
No. Yes.
I think I'm in trouble for
them. Most of power augers, like my Strike Master power auger, was 8 1/4.
Yeah.
I know my K-drill is like 8. Does that answer the question?
Kind of. I guess I'll just have to drill find out.
It's like buying a 24-inch shovel. You go and measure it, and it's 21.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's the world we live in.
That's right.
It's America.
It is. And I still can't figure out, how did we start off with TV sets being measured diagonally? Why?
No, that is it's confusing.
It is. Why don't you just take it the longest dimension and you're good? No?
That's right.
You still got to go diagonal. Appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you.
Be safe out there, Bob. All right.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, that was one of the first callers. We couldn't really answer his questions, Mark. I'm ashamed of myself.
Well, we should know. We should know. Yeah. You know, but it's like when it comes down to that, and especially Mille Lacs with the limits of what they are, or the way you fish that lake the way it is, you know, it's you know, what does become confusing, and I'll throw it out, is like in the open water situations, you can go and fish any body of water you want in the spring of the year so long that those species are not closed. So by example, how it was for largemouth bass and smallmouth bass, you couldn't catch them, you know, between the month of whatever and whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Until the spawn was done. So if you catch one, well, you caught one by accident and you release it in the water immediately. It's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And but if you don't keep moving, then it gets to the point where you could be considered harassment. That's what they would call it, harassing that
you stay in one spot and catch species. Two out-of-season fish in a row.
Correct. But when you're ice fishing and you take a body of water, by example, like Mille Lacs, where you can drop down and you could pop a smallmouth, you could drop down and catch a walleye, you could drop down and catch jumbo perch and a pout and, you know, and so on. So, yeah, I mean, there's this, it's hard. You can't harass a species of fish ice fishing. I would venture to throw that out.
Yeah, well,
would you agree, Lair?
Yeah, and it's legal to catch fish over and under 19 inches.
Yes.
So that's catch and release. So that means when you get your 19, you don't have to stop fishing.
I would think so. Correct.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's just standard reason. But I'm not sure that you can take your kids' limits. I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I know, let's find out. I know, yeah.
But from there, Brandon, we have another caller after we take this break. You're listening to Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry, on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, evening, I should say, on the Mighty Bob 106 FM radio network. The phone number 763-450-0100 gets you right in. A short pause. We'll be right back.
Bring the outdoors home with you. Mark and Larry have more Bear Facts and Fish Tales for you. No boot cleaning required on Bob Outdoors.
Here's an important ice fishing announcement from icefishmn.com. With all the bad weather, you can still go ice fishing in premium sleeper ice houses on good ice in the Brainerd Lakes area. Icefishmn.com has 2017 or newer ice houses available for rental right now. In addition, icefishmn.com is available to provide transportation to your premium ice house too. Reserve now at icefishmn.com. You can still ice fish in Minnesota with icefishmn.com.
Here's Larry for Frankie's.
Number one Ranger dealer in the world. It just blows me away. Now, if you're in the market for a new Ranger boat, because that's what he sells, whether it's made out of aluminum or fiberglass, or maybe a pontoon, because Ranger also makes them, or maybe just a new outboard motor, or a used boat, it doesn't matter, because you're going to get the best prices ever. And that probably has a lot to do with the fact that he is always the number one Ranger dealer in the world. Now, if you've never been up there, they have a new showroom. Everything is on display. Of course, they'll be at the boat show, sports show in St. Paul here, and the Minneapolis boat show. They have a new showroom. Again, they have an 8-stall service center. So when they sell you a boat, and believe me, they don't give these bass boats away, they have guys in the back. In fact, Joe and Bud are his sons. They've been rigging expensive fiberglass and aluminum boats for many, many years. Okay, so they know what they're doing. Now, this is the best time of the year to buy a boat. Prices aren't going to get better in a month. They're always good as they're ever going to be at Frankie's. So get it done early so you have it at time. Okay? You can give them a call, 651-2557-6334, or go online at frankies.net. But whatever, if you're in the market for a new or used boat, you should give Frankie's a try.
The start of a brand new year is a great time to make changes and improvements. So if you've got cracked teeth, missing teeth, or loose old wobbly dentures, then ImplantMiracle.com invites you to get a brand new smile and save a lot of money. With beautiful, top-quality, long-lasting dental implants, as low as $2,499 per tooth. Other places charge $4,000, $5,000, even $6,000 per tooth. But at ImplantMiracle.com, our price is as low as $24.99 per tooth. That's a great deal. Plus, we offer free consultations, free standard x-rays, and easy payment options to fit your budget. So as we begin a brand new year, do something nice for yourself by not overpaying for dental implants. Instead, come to ImplantMiracle.com, the local dental office where implants are very affordable. For more information, see our website, ImplantMiracle.com. That's ImplantMiracle.com.
Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear Facts and Fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
A little AC/DC. We'll get Foley up to speed on...
I don't like this one.
It's not country.
No, I like all kinds of music, but not this one.
Noted.
There you go. All right, with that, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails, 763-450-0100 gets you right in, and we have a caller, you say, Brandon.
Yes, we got Gordon from Fishers and Men Club on the line. Gordon, you're on.
There you are. How you been, Gordon?
Oh, pretty good. Keeping the boat batteries charged up.
Yeah, boy.
Waiting for next year.
Well,
this year, later.
We follow you, buddy.
Next season, yeah.
It's January now.
Yep. I know. It's good. A lot of stuff going on. How's the club doing?
Oh, we're struggling along okay.
Okay.
And maybe less members than we have had in the past. I got to get another boat license for this year, too. I just got that in the mail.
All right.
And everybody ready for the sports show coming up this weekend?
Everybody's getting lined up. Yeah, it's hard to believe. It starts Thursday, runs through Sunday. So everybody's going to be down there bouncing into everybody. And as Bolig says, people get down there and you start seeing people you haven't seen it's almost like hibernation, you know. People are out.
Well, Fishing for Life has done the trout pond recently in the past, and our club before that.
Okay.
And this year again, our president, you know, Mike Cummins knows Sinenko. So our Fishers and Men Club is doing the trout pond there this year.
Oh, good. Good.
Which is a bit of a problem Saturday because the Vikings won, and now they're playing Saturday again.
That's going to be an issue. There'll be a lot of people walking around bumping into each other, watching the game on their cell phones.
That could be at the show for the whole game. So.
Yep, there you go. Well, good. Good. Do you have a phone number for Fishers of Men?
Well, you could call me at 612-860-0331.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fishersofmenclubtc.org.
All right, to get onto the website. Do that again, please.
FishersOfMenClubTC.org.
TC. All right.
And my number is 612-860-0331. Gordon, if anybody wants to talk about the club.
Okay. Well, good.
Got to get Sinenko to do the show in February, I guess, huh?
There you go. Get out of the way of the playoffs.
Sure. You betcha.
Well, good. Well, good.
There'll be plenty of people there.
Oh, yeah. Well, good to hear you. You take care, Gordon.
Yeah, nice talking to you. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. So, all righty, 763-450-0100. You know, when you start talking about this time of year and shows and boats and whatever, you know, you brought it up in the Frankie's ad. This is the time of year, folks. Don't pin one show against another, you know, the St. Cloud show against the Minneapolis, against the St. Paul, you know, all that type of deal, the Duluth show. work with the local dealerships. You've got to find a dealership to work with that works best for you. You know, try to work geographically in the Twin Cities. Obviously, you know, the strength of Frankie's is that he offers what he does where he's at. And I guess the message Larry and I have always conveyed for many years is that, you know, when you're thinking about a good deal on a boat, the good deal comes with the service package. It's you can find a dollars and cents good deal anywhere, but to get the combination of a dealership that you can work with, that's why the ones that are still here are still here. They provide those services to the loyal customers, and this time of year you can take advantage of. There's going to be some non-current deals going on, so if you've got an outboard that you just want to replace or update electronics or update the trolling motor, maybe you want to just put a new trailer under. You had an old trailer when you bought the newer boat. And these types of things you can find, and to hold off very long isn't a good idea. As Larry said, you know, now is the best time to go and cut a good deal because it is true. They're carrying, some of the bigger dealerships are carrying a little inventory over from last year, and they need to get that stuff going.
Yep, you got to move product. And the other good thing about the sports shows, if you're into any kind of electronics or you're thinking about buying new electronics, and believe me, in the last 2 years, they've made some major advances. I mean, it's irritating to me as hell because they're almost too good, some of the units I've looked at. So you want to get that by going to a sports show and talking to a guy from the factory, to get the best explanation to why you might want to buy his product. So going to boat shows is still very important. If you just go to a dealership alone, okay, you're only going to get their opinion. But if you go to a boat show or a sports show, you can go to different manufacturers and get different opinions. And I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. But don't, if you're going to buy a boat, you don't wait too long. But electronics help you make that decision.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, get out there and make those moves and kick those tires. And don't be afraid to cut a deal when you can get the opportunity, because there's a lot of products that just aren't going to be there at that time you think they are, especially a month and a half later at another show.
Yeah.
They
well,
just,
even electronics.
They're gone. Right, exactly.
Even electronics, they, you know, I mean, it's just so many things. By the time you get there, they're out of stock.
Mm-hmm. So it's really good. Get over there and get to the Sportsman Show at the River Center. Starting Thursday, and they go through Sunday, so it'll be a good time. And hopefully the weather holds for all the people that will be there with their wares, so the roads aren't so crummy, you know, for the return, right, Lawrence?
Yes.
We've had some snowstorms that the boys have called in on.
And why do things always break on my vehicles or whatever when it gets cold and there's snow on the ground and I have to crawl underneath my car?
What happened now?
Why can't, you know them plastic things they put under the front bumpers of pickups? They go down below.
Oh, the shroud? Yep.
Is that what they call that?
Well, why it's an air... Yeah, whatever. I'm not
sure.
Well,
but I mean, you know, when you drive through deep snow...
Yeah.
It's in the way.
Yeah.
Well, they're made out of plastic, and one of mine broke. It had to happen within the last week. It's sticking out in front of the tire, and it just drives me crazy. I'm the kind of guy that I have to fix it right away, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's right below the front bumper.
Yeah, exactly.
That single piece. Yep.
And remember, I'm not old, mm-hmm. folks, but
we got to have a body shop guy. We've got to have a body shop guy out there.
Well, it's going to be a friggin' wire tie. You can buy real thick ones, right, Mark? Real thick ones.
Well, you can.
They're the greatest invention. But I got to lay in that slush in front of my, you know, I got to lay.
Well, if you could get it in someplace where you could warm it up for a while, you could take a shot at super gluing that thing together.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it was summertime, I'd
oh, yeah.
put wire ties and duct tape and super glues and
I saw a car one day. I laughed so hard I thought, and I didn't take a picture for why, I don't know. But somebody had a car all put together where they drilled on opposite sides of the cracks and ran zip ties through.
Not a bad dot.
This thing was a Frankenstein. It was hilarious, but they did a good job with it. You know, they didn't go and measure so every hole was, you know, an inch and a half apart, but they did a great, reasonable job, and I thought, hey, who cares? You know, probably some college kid that, you know, going, hey, are you kidding me? I need a case of beer. I'll just drill holes and wire tie this thing.
Well, here's another thing to think about. In your first aid kit, you can't put the smallest wire ties you can buy.
Yeah.
If you need to stitch yourself, you just poke a hole with the screwdriver through your skin and put that wire tie on there. Huh?
I still use super glue. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I'm talking about a gash, super glue,
if you had to.
Yes. Yeah. Bigger cut would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't use a VMC hook. They're tempered correctly, folks. They will not bend and loop over.
By the way, you can buy that Band-Aid. It may be super glue. I don't know what it is. I got some of that.
What it is.
It's like a super glue you put on it.
Yeah.
I use it. What is that called again?
Like liquid skin or something like that?
Yeah, liquid skin. That's pretty good stuff. You know, for those of you who don't believe that super glue would be a good thing, even though it works, use that liquid skin.
They use it in hospitals too, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it.
It works really good.
Yep. Well, I told you the time I had a hook taken out of my finger at a doctor's office.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't sure if I caught a tendon in my finger.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was like, well, I'm not going to push the envelope on this one. I'm going to go out and have this one removed because it was deep and the hook was put in with braided line. And so she was in there pretty solid and stuck to the bone. So
yeah,
I went in, and when they I've told the story, I know on the air, but when they went to do the hook trick, the doctor was laughing. He says, okay, I'm going to be in room such and such doing a hook removal with the fishing line. So here comes a bunch of interns and nurses and doctors, and I look up and I'm going, oh, this is good. And they bring in a wax paper, I'm not describing it correctly. You know, I should say like parchment paper envelope, and reached in and pulled out a piece of line that had loops on both ends of it, and the piece of line was probably about 8 inches long. I swear it was one of the old Fenwicks or Berkeley old fish line, because it was that gray color, that battleship gray color.
Iron thread.
It could have been an iron thread.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I'm going, well, this is the same stuff. I looked at it and went, you know, like, oh, that's 20-pound test stuff there. You know, and the guy's laughing. The doctor was cool, and he said, you know what? He said, you don't have skin. You've got hide. I can't move this thing. And I go, well, you know, hang in there, buddy. Good luck. You know, keep pulling. And he was cool about it. And I said, man, you were good with this when he finally got it out. And he said, yeah, he had spent his internship up in the Alexandria area. And, and so he had plenty of experience pulling fish.
A lot of hook removals.
Oh. Absolutely. So, anyhow, 763-450-0100. Shocking news of the day. Twiggy wears a life jacket. We're going to take a short pause. You're listening to Bear Facts and Fish Tales. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to Bear Facts and Fish Tales with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bob Outdoors. If you missed any of the show, click on mybobcountry.com under the Weekend tab to listen to all the archived shows.
Hey, this is Shane Martin.
It's Hitchville.
This is Mark Stone.
It's time to buy your Minnesota Country Salute CD Volume 6. Homegrown artists raising money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and tribute to the troops.
And you can help. Buy your copy at the Cub in Elk River, Shakopee, Forest Lake, and other select Cub locations, or online at mybobcountry.com.
Mauer Chevrolet presents the 50th Annual Minnesota Sportsman Show, January 9th through the 12th at St. Paul's River Center. Here's what you'll see at the show. Get early boat show pricing on the most sought-after fishing boats, pontoons, runabouts, personal watercrafts, docks, and lifts. Get early RV show pricing on RVs, campers, trailers, and more. Reserve the best vacation dates now with hundreds of hunting and fishing resorts so you can plan your vacation right at the show. See the latest in outdoors electronics from the experts at Reed's. Custom fishing rods, reels, and discount tackle. Check out Steve Porter's live white-tailed deer, including Heart Attack, a 32-point monster buck. Enjoy great family fun, including Twiggy, the water-skiing squirrel, Ron Shara's kids' fishing clinics, and learn how to train your dog for shed antler hunting. Take in fishing seminars with expert Ted Takasaki. For $1 discount coupons and show information, visit stpaulsportsshow.com. Bring the whole family to the Sportsman Show, January 9th through the 12th at St. Paul's River Center.
Here's Bowling for Vexlar.
They've been in business for, I guess it's about 60 years. Now, I haven't been with them that long, but I've been with them many, many years. In fact, I still have my original FL8, which still works. And, of course, nowadays, because I'm a big shot, I got the top of their line, which is called an FLX28. Now, listen, folks, if you're in the market for an ice fishing depth finder, flasher, whatever you want to call it, you can go online at Vexlar.com and see how many different opportunities you have to purchase one in your local retail store. Or if they don't have it, you can go online and get it. Now, they have assorted ice fishing packages from the FL8 all the way up to the FLX28, all at different price points. No matter which one you get, you're going to improve your ice fishing by 1,000%, without a doubt, okay? Now, when you're online at Vexlar.com, you look at the different packages, make your decision. They have many different things that for sale. They have clothing, floating vests. You know, if you fall through the ice, they got ice fishing coats that you float in, pants, all that kind of stuff. They have accessories for your Vexlars. They have extra transducers. They have fish phones, underwater cameras, transducers, handheld depth finder. They got it all. And while you're online at Vexlar.com, you might want to watch the video called Ice Fishing Today. You might want to look at how to drill a hole the new way with what they call the K-Drill. You don't want to leave home without your Vexlar if you're going ice fishing. Give them a call at 952-884-5291. They're down in Bloomington, Minnesota. Or go online at Vexlar.com.
Here's an important ice fishing announcement from IceFishMN.com. With all the bad weather, you can still go ice fishing in premium sleeper ice houses on good ice in the Brainerd Lakes area. IceFishMN.com has 2017 or newer ice houses available for rental right now. In addition, IceFishMN.com is available to provide transportation to your premium ice house too. Reserve now at IceFishMN.com. You can still ice fish in Minnesota with IceFishMN.com.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fish Tales with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All righty, we're back. Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Mark and Larry. Inviting your phone calls, folks, at 763-450-0100. You know, it was kind of interesting. I read through my outdoor news, and on the inside, it caught my eye that they had deer stand photo contest competition. Did you catch that?
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I thought there was some creative. They had everything from farm equipment that has been modified and customized or whatever. Some guy down in Illinois, they made a blind from a friend's old feeder bin and tipped it upside down and fashioned a roof on it and cut some holes in it, putting it up on some makeshift stands. It's hilarious. Folks, if you get the opportunity, go to Outdoor News and check it out. There's some great, great-looking deer shacks and Then there is the one portable down in the lower corner, Lair, that a guy who's 85 and 90, they got together in the summer and built this thing on a hay wagon. So it's actually a mobile deer stand.
And then the 80-year-old who was in a stand, when he had an elevator to take him up because he was
there you go,
unable to walk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's deer hunting.
You know, it's creativity at its finest. It's getting outdoors, figuring, well, you know, I could do something here, but, you know, I could makeshift something that is, well, let's just do it up correctly, right?
You know, if you fish or hunt, and, you know, most of our listeners know this, but you can do it until the day you die.
Absolutely.
And what more do you want?
That's what you should be able to do. And there's some real wizards of engineering, I must say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right to the guy who allowed all the vines to crawl up and even camouflage his shack even better. There's verandas, there's decks. It's hilarious. But, you know, it made me laugh because it reminds me of, you know, before we got into the wheelhouse category of what it is today, used to see some fascinating ice shacks out there.
Yeah, wheelhouses are not new. They've been around for many, many years, but they're always homemade.
Correct. In some form or fashion.
Yeah.
You know, it's just hilarious. And I love it. And those things, you know, some of the guys that set up in the old spear houses, I mean, they look like outhouses. And sometimes you kind of wondered if you opened the door what you would see when you looked inside. You know?
Well, we used refrigerator boxes. My, you know, Jerry Stolpas and Louie and I, you go get an old, you know, a box of refrigerator come in, and that's what we use for spear houses on the river.
The
on
crate?
The Skunk River. Yeah, cardboard crate.
There you go.
I mean, you got to have some imagination in this world.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Nowadays, everybody's on their iPhone.
Yeah, you know? It's all good. It's all
but,
good.
There is, you know, we got outdoor news. Thank God, it's never gonna go away.
Uh oh.
Well, thank God. He better have some bluegills that he ate.
He never goes away. Hey, Chris, how are you, handsome guy?
He's getting thin.
I'm okay.
He's getting thin because he hasn't had any bluegills lately.
Oh, but I want some now. So.
All right.
Ah. Yeah.
You got out this week and became successful, Grizz.
Yeah. That is, you know, they're not monsters, but they're 8.5 and nines. They're nice ones.
Good. Those are monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good, you know, good eaters.
Yeah. I mean, a 9-inch sunfish is a good-sized fish.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, actually, when they get a little bigger than that, you know, you start getting up in the 10, some, depending on the lake, they start getting a little muddier flavor to them or something, you know, where they're nice and sweet at that, you know.
Yeah.
They're kind of woody.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, those are the perfect eaters, the way I eat them anyway, you know.
Well,
yeah.
Tell people how you eat them, Grizz.
Well, I just like to scale them off and get the scales off and, you know, gut them out, cut the head off, and, well, just salt them down. They can have a bag of flour over there, throw 8-10 of them in there and shake the bag up with the flour and get them, you know, a little breading from the flour on them and about a 1/2 inch of grease or a little more and dump them in there, well, just get them good and golden brown. Pick the, you know, pull the dorsal fin out and that bottom fin out of the bottom and take 2 fingers and split them in half, and then you work from there. I can do it in my sleep. So, you know.
Yep.
Hey, Grizz, why the hell do you cut the head off?
Well, you know.
You don't have to.
No, you don't have to, but
yeah.
You get more fish in the pan that way.
See, Grizz, a couple years ago, folks, when I went, I think I was going to a wedding. Grizz and I met at Frankie's, and he brought me 2 sunfish and showed me personally how to do that trick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
And they taste better when you fry them with the skin and the bones in.
Oh, yeah. It, you know, it's like making oxtail soup. You know, you don't put the bone in there, you don't get the flavor, you know.
Uh-huh. It's like doing
same thing
a ham.
With the fish.
It's like making ham soup without a bone.
Right, yeah.
You just don't do it.
No, it gives it the flavor, that bone marrow and that when it's frying. You know, that's why they're a lot better. I've eaten them once in my life. I ate them filleted because I was up at Terry's. Some guy gave Terry a bag of filleted sunfish, and they didn't taste as good as mine.
Well, when I was a kid, Grizz, we ate them the way you eat them.
Yeah.
And
well, everybody
you're right.
did.
They taste better. Right.
Yeah. Back in the 40s, and that nobody filleted nothing. We even scaled our walleyes. We scaled our sunfish, our crappies, and
Northerns.
All that.
And you don't waste anything.
Yeah. I mean, back then we survived on what we caught, that's the way it used to be. But in the 50s, they started playing walleyes, and now back in the earlier days there, in the 40s, everybody was after Northerns and crappies.
Yep.
And bluegills, they didn't start fishing until around, nobody knew how to catch them, and in about 47 or so, then people started getting into that, and same thing with walleyes, and the only time they fish walleyes is mostly in the winter time. They go, on Mille Lacs, yeah. Go over there and whack them, But, yeah, I remember they had the old strip-on baits. We used to get 50 bites.
Got a lot of Northerns on them.
Yeah, and walleyes, too, but you'd miss a lot of them, You get 10 bites, you get two out of the bunch, putting that wire through the mouth and out there.
Well, the hooks weren't very good.
No, they had junk hooks on them.
They were bad.
You know, that fella that called in and bought that K-drill, I don't know, Larry, I know you got one, but I've been watching Joe and Bud, cut with their K-drill up there and their fish house and that. He's worried about a scoop for his hole. Let's put your drill in reverse, and it sucks all that slush down the hole.
There you
don't have to clean it.
I just keep mine in forward and pull it up.
Yeah, well, the kids do it. They do it in their fish houses. They don't get that water all over the floor. They just put the drill in reverse, it blows all that ice up underneath, the slush underneath the ice, and don't bother the fish any.
But one thing that happens, if you catch a big fish on, a lot of that slush comes back up the hole.
Yeah. Yeah, but, anyway.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But, we got the ice conditions. You got 9 to 10 inches out there, and, and there's some thinner spots around, too, on the bigger parts of the lake, but, getting and it's the slush and all that hardened down in the ice. It's really slippery at some spots on the lake out there. There's no snow.
Yep.
And another problem we're running into, Frankie, is I brought it up when I driving up there yesterday. I drove up. I sit on Saturdays up at Frankie's for a few hours with him every weekend. So, for something to do. Anyway, I brought it up. I says, we're going to have a hard time. The fish are going to have a hard time this winter. A lot of the die-out lakes are going to die out this year because of the slush and the snow. It's just a white ice fall through. And I brought that up to Frankie. And he said, he went down to one of his minnow ponds. He got in there to get his minnows and the traps there. All his minnows are up, belly up. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says, that's the start of it, he said, So.
Huh. And those were fatheads?
No, they were shiners. He had his shiner pond.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's that's why he lost them, because he's got it. And I, all the ponds around here, there's no sunlight going to get through that ice the way it is, because it's all that white, milky ice. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so a lot of the shallow die-off lakes are going to probably go this winter.
Ooh.
And,
So live bait's going to take a hit next spring if this
keeps
up.
Yeah, again, that's another thing.
Jeez.
So, it's a thing to think about. Like my granddaughter goes to college up there in Duluth. They can't even fish around there. They got to go an hour north from Duluth to go so they can get out on the ice because they got all that about 3 feet of snow out there and slush and everything. And Bud was up to Lake of the Woods last Friday. And they come back. They were going to drive back. They figured they'd stop at Red Lake. And they stopped. That was a mistake. They got out there, and they were out there and they slept overnight. They couldn't get out of their fish house.
No way.
Snow bank was up against the door. They finally banged it open to get out. And then he says there's cars stuck out there. And there's one guy that was with him. His truck is still out there in the slush.
Well, we had a guy call in last Sunday.
Right.
Why didn't Bud call in?
Yeah.
Same thing. It took them 6 hours to get off the lake.
Yeah, it took them. Yeah, it took them guys a long time. They had 2 four-wheel drive trucks. He said it took them about 4 or 5 hours. They had a strap, and one guy tried to break the trail, and then he'd hook onto them and pull them backward. It took a few hours to get off the lake. So
not good.
No. So, you know, it's maybe, you know, if people are thinking about going there, they'd probably call up somebody up there to see what's going on.
Yeah. Well, but the roads are going to be fine. You just don't want to get off the roads without knowing what you're doing.
Yeah. But
too far.
Yeah. But yeah, the fishing's still good around, you know, the weather's holding. Today I was going to go out, and the wind was blowing like crazy, heck with it, you know. I don't like fishing on weekends anyway, not around here.
Makes it easier, Grizz.
Yeah.
You don't have to monkey around, buddy.
Oh, no, it's, you know, it's during the week you got it all to yourself, so I sort of lay back. That's why I just goof around, fix my equipment and stuff on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard from Terry? You talked to him? I know you mentioned something last week, but recently?
No, I talked to him, you know, last week here. And up there he said they got about 11 inches out on the flats, he said. And towards short it's a little thicker, thinner, he said. They got 7 to 9 inches, you know. And they got variations too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think this winter you're going to find that all over. So, you know, a lot of the lakes. And but they're getting some fish up there.
Okay. All right.
He ain't letting nobody drive out.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, you know, to the humps and...
Yeah, he said snowmobiles and four-wheelers the way they're going.
Okay.
And, you know, and, well, it's, you know, it ain't safe enough. That's the nice thing about Terry. He keeps tight tabs on that. He don't let nobody out there when it's not safe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say anything about how they're biting?
He says some of the guys, you know, the local guys that, you know, hang around Terry's there, they've been doing pretty good going out there. You know, it hasn't been gangbusters, but they're getting fish, you know.
How about perch? Any perch action?
No, perch.
The small ones.
Yeah, he said the perching's been down pretty good for the last couple of years anyway, you know, the bigger perch. It's, like Terry says, he even hates to see anybody catch one because there ain't that many out there, you know. Well, like everything, you know, it goes through with all the walleyes in the lake, they're probably eating all the bigger perch anyway, not the great big ones, but, you know, they do a good number on them perch. And back when they, you know, the old days there, when I used to guide up there when that starvation thing was going on, you know, there you get 5 perch and 3 of them were chewed up by walleyes because you could tell the way the fins were, you know, broken, the skin wasn't ripped, or a pike grabs it and puts big gouges in the perch. Well, these here just took the scales off and that, you know, you get 5 of them 3/4-pound perch where they're getting a little too big, the walleye can't eat them, they get away, so, you know, they leave them scarred up.
Changes it, yep.
Yeah, but, it's, you know, really the people are, I mean, they're going fishing, but around the city metro here, there's no houses hardly out there, you know, permanent houses. Everything is portable that's out there, and there's just a handful of guys on the lakes. You know, it's, you can't get around, that's the thing, you know. Now they're just starting to get around with their four-wheelers out there, but like I said, you get out into the bigger parts of the lake, you better keep an eye on where you're going.
Because
it's not good, you know. The safest way is to drive up the shoreline and then drive out or check it out and go straight out from wherever you're going to go fishing. If you can on your lake.
Yep. Well, I think all of us agree. I hope it doesn't put a dent in the, you know, sales of rolling fish houses.
That's
a tough deal when you can't get them out because all of a sudden it's like you say, they're going to hopefully, you know, they're getting to some parts of Minnesota where they can get them set. But
yeah,
I don't know. Without the cold weather this week, thank goodness we're going to get some.
Yeah,
you know?
It's going to be, well, one day for sure that said it's going to be down at 1 below or something on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah. And, then it's going to warm up again for a little, but it ain't going to be real warm.
No. Well, at least Larry's got a couple days this week. He can do the body work on his pickup truck bumper.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Crazy glue works good if you buy enough of it.
I need a young friend.
Yeah.
With the heated garage.
Yeah. That's what I need.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
I got an old friend with a heated garage, my buddy Dennis.
Well, that'll work.
Yeah.
But if there's a lot of water on the floor of his garage, you know, he heats it, so
yep,
it's sloppy.
Yep. Yeah. Well, get a borrow a squeegee and
yep, you know, dry it off.
Go to town.
Yeah. Or wear a rain suit.
Either way.
Here I am bitching about my life, and we have it so great in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem. It'll be good to see Bowling sitting on a creeper in the middle of July or January. You need a creeper to get through the water.
I actually made one.
Attaboy.
Yep.
All right, well, throw your numbers out, handsome devil.
All right, area code 651-771-6231, or you can look me up on the internet, fishwithgrizz.com. And, well, you guys have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you next week.
That's what we're planning, buddy. Yep. You take care, Grizz.
Hey, good fishing tomorrow, Larry.
Good night, buddy.
Night. Don't forget your minnows.
No.
I miss you.
Night, right, Grizz.
See ya.
Well,
see if I hear. There he is. It's my buddy Roy. You know, Roy's still king of the Cowboys. This is Bob Radio wishing everyone a good night. Good night, Mark.
Good night,
good night,
buddy.
Brandon.
Night, Larry.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
To you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fish Tales or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors.